I am afraid of heights. It's really not the heights that I'm afraid of, but it's the falling from heights that I'm afraid of. Now, a large part of my day job as an engineer is to inspect, repair, and design the electrical systems on drawbridges throughout the country. And at times, this requires climbing on some ladders I'd rather not do. There is one particular bridge here in Maryland that has a 12-foot ladder hanging off the side of the bridge that you physically have to climb over the side barrier, hanging over the water, in order to get your hands on it. As you straddle the barrier, you are looking down beyond a small landing at the end of this ladder at a 75-foot drop. My very first encounter with this ladder was rather unsuccessful, as I just could not bring myself to take those first few steps. My very next opportunity was different. Without much thought or focus, I walked right out there and started climbing down those rungs. I would be lying if I didn't tell you it felt good, like I overcame a fear. As I continued making my way down that ladder, I hear a coworker say in the distance, Mike, you're on the wrong side of the ladder. I was so focused on getting down the ladder that I didn't pay attention to which side of the ladder I was actually on. The wrong side went to nowhere, in fact. There was no platform, and if I continued, the result would have involved a large splash. The right side had a small but sturdy landing that allowed me to continue to do my job safely and, more importantly, alive. Now, our main focus as Catholics is simple, that we may know the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom the Father has sent. The Catechism of the Catholic Church actually defines this mission of ours in these same words, as the way to eternal life. Today our gospel promises, if we follow this quest and come to know and love Jesus, this is the way then that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit dwell in us, quite literally, almost like a conditional statement. If we love him, if we know him, God in his fullness will be with us, and we will inherit eternal life. The way we fulfill this mission is quite simple, but often at times we've become distracted, and so we make it much harder than it needs to be. To know him is to receive him into our beings in the Holy Eucharist. And today, we invite Maria, Megan, Greta, and Kaylin to join us on this great mission. Each of them, over the past few months, have done what we are all called to do, prepare to receive Jesus' very real presence. But not just at the moment of our first communion, but throughout our entire lives. They will present themselves to Christ for this very first time, and the living God will dwell in them quite literally, and they will get to know and understand him deeply. If we think about it for a minute, there's a preparation that is required for each sacrament. In baptism, parents, that is the first teachers, are formed on the first sacrament of initiation. Reconciliation, much like communion, our children prepare both intellectually and spiritually. Marriage, we go through marriage prep. Ordination, as Father mentioned 1 year ago today, I was ordained a deacon after 4 years of preparation. But our reception of the Eucharist is a little different. It's the only sacrament that has a true physical dimension that we receive. It's a sacrament in which frequent reception is encouraged. The Church goes as far as saying that to know and love God with all our hearts, which is the first commandment, that is to achieve our very mission. And this can only be achieved by attending Mass each week and receiving the Eucharist. But why? It's not just about rules and regulations. That's absorbed into the one main focus and mission, getting to know Jesus. At the moment of communion, Jesus is so completely in our hearts and our souls that our hearts, thoughts, and affections are one with his. Now here's the kicker. His thoughts also become ours, but only according to the measure of our love and sacrifice. So if our soul only has a little love, Jesus can only accommodate himself to the narrow limits of what we have to offer. And his gifts are restrained. But if our soul is full of love, Jesus in himself gives himself completely to us, like only God is able to do in the exchange of his divinity. Not a single thought, not a single act escapes him. At this moment, there is not one desire he knows better than we do. We are never so united with Christ and can never have the capacity to know and understand him than in this instant. In some miraculous way, our preparation for Mass and the Eucharist becomes a tunnel in which we can know God fully and achieve our mission. And to miss this opportunity would be our greatest tragedy. We see and hear this very fact come to fulfillment in Scripture time and time again. In particular, on the road to Emmaus after Jesus' resurrection, two of the disciples were discouraged and don't recognize him. They watched Jesus die and doubted what he promised. They failed to know him. But what happens at the moment he broke bread with them and celebrated the Eucharist, Scripture tells us their hearts were burning. They recognized him fully. They knew him on a level they didn't know before. Now we know the facts. A small minority of Catholics actually believe in Jesus' real presence. Yet we come to Mass because on some level we believe that Jesus was raised from the dead on Easter Sunday, a miraculous event. But somehow we think that he can't change the substance of bread into himself, as if his resurrection was somehow the upper limit. Our world has become less about the Eucharist, the true divine food, and more about substance, our material world. Without the continued celebration of Mass, the world would literally fail to achieve the purpose for which God created it, to know him. The Mass is the most vital, most urgently needed, most solemn event that could ever and will ever take place, but our world doesn't see it. The consequences are not hard to see. War, murder, both inside and outside the womb, suicides fill the front pages. We are depressed, unhappy, and in search of something more. We have lost our capacity to love our neighbors. Marriage, a true image of the Trinity, has been redefined. We have a world that has lost self-control, a world that fails to recognize God or keep his words. Is it also just a mere coincidence that we have lost belief in the Eucharist? I often think about, what if someone didn't alert me when I was on the wrong side of that ladder? Would I eventually realize and stopped? We have lost our focus. But today, God is calling us off the ladder to safety and redirecting us to focus on our goal, which is him. We can know him better, we can love him more, and we can be more united with him, but it's on us. This mission is simple, to love Jesus and keep his word. But we can't fully love and know him if we don't believe what he says. I am the living bread that comes down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world.